The plan would change the way the state calculates its long-term unemployment rate to extend unemployment coverage from 73 weeks to 86 weeks. It would tap into nearly $90 million in federal funds. Assembly sponsor Mike Ensley, a freshman Republican from Beloit, says he learned firsthand what it's like to be unemployed when he lost his own job and spent last year knocking on doors to run for the legislature.
I think that there's a possibility that if I wouldn't have gone through my own personal experience and my experience in my district, I would probably have to think a little longer and a little harder on this issue to extend benefits. I'm sure there's some people that kind of look at it and say, where does this end? And I don't have all the answers. But what I can tell you is I've not only lived it personally, but I lived it for a number of months last year with people in my district.
The plan was recommended by both business and labor representatives on an unemployment advisory council and would not add to the deficit in the state's unemployment fund. It passed a Senate panel unanimously and cleared an assembly committee with only Delafield Republican Chris Kapinga voting no. Kapinga cited concerns about the federal deficit.
This is going to be $89 million that somebody's going to pay for. It's not free money.
The plan would apply retroactively to April when the state cut off extended unemployment. The Department of Workforce Development says it could affect between 23 and 40,000 people. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.